Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey everybody, it's Steve with Three Fat Truckers. We're down here at the Louisville 2023 Match Show. I got my two best buds with me, Dave and Bill. How we doing?
Still here.
Better than ever.
You guys look like you're starting to drag a little bit.
Gotta
admit,
we did get Bill out of his comfort zone.
Their fourth day here, third day working. I got you.
They've dragged me kicking and screaming out of my bubble several times in the last 3 days.
Well, we've done quite a few wonderful interviews down here this year. We're sitting here right now with the gentleman, Rahman, from NAPTA, the North American Punjabi Trucking Association. How are we doing today?
Doing really well.
Really well. Give us a little information on what your association does.
So, well, you know, we are a very young association. We just started in 2018, and we have about 2,300 companies, members, over 10,000 trucks. And all our focus is to bring, educate our truckers, bring awareness regarding the new laws and everything else happening in the trucking industry, and then go out and negotiate better rates for products they use, starting from fuel, tires, insurance, anything you need, any TMS service, ELD provider. So we negotiate rates with the vendors and then bring that savings back to the members.
Well, that sounds pretty good. Now, what's an easy way for somebody to get signed up with you?
It's easy. It's just, look for a Punjabi Trucking Association online on a Google and we'll pop up. It's NAPTA, or it's gonapta.org. And it's simple sign up. It's just for the single owner operator, it's $10 a month. And we guarantee once they start using our product, it's going to be at least $1,000 to $1,500 a month saving.
In savings?
Yes.
Well, that's pretty good for a $10 exchange.
Yes, absolutely.
Boys, it's like you're giving away money.
Oh, but absolutely we are.
Yep. Now, you handed me numerous cards here. Uh-huh. You have other items that are linked to the same association, or are they actually different ones?
Yeah, they're the difference. I mean, we do magazine, print magazine for the last 10 years. For the Punjabi trucking industry, which is merely a North American trucking industry. We do that. And then plus on that, we do driver hiring, DQ files, drug testing. So that is the part of the service that we do separate. But we do serve our members through that too.
Okay. And what all kind of savings in far as joining? You say you get $1,000, $1,500 of savings pretty much just far as the services through fuel and stuff like that, or what?
So, you know, saving is the one part. Getting together and fight together is the bigger part.
Sure.
So where we go in and we reach out to the departments, we work with DOT, we work with FMCSA, we worked with the Biden administration, we were the part of a trucking action plan to put together, and where we talk about detention time and all the things that basically we are
talking
about.
Help educate.
Yes. So, our main focus is to deal with these departments, bring that information firsthand to our members, because of the language barrier, maybe sometimes, it's easier to understand in your native language. So that is our main job right now, to work with these departments, see what the needs are, see what departments are looking for, and what these what our industry is looking for. So we are kind of like, you know, I can say we are a bridge between mainstream trucking industry and our trucking industry.
Sure.
You guys help a lot with language barriers if you have to deal with on that.
Yes. So we.
That's another thing it can become.
Yeah. So we have a lawyers group that help us out. There's a nonprofit lawyers group that help us that, you know, if we have a discrimination issue, if we have somewhere there, you know, like right now, you know, hair drug test is coming up.
Right.
So they're going to be, you know, introducing hair drug test pretty soon. So in our community, in our religion, if you are baptized sick, you don't cut your hair. So we are working with Department of Labor and DOT to put together a exemption that where they have to do something else instead of doing a hair drug test. Because right. they are baptized sick. They don't drink. They don't do anything.
Right.
But they can't pull their hair out.
Right, to do that.
So for them, we need to work out exemption ahead of time.
Right.
Rather than after the law is built.
I didn't know this. This is good information.
Yeah.
No. That's why he's here, to enlighten
us.
I know it.
Sometimes I think the language barrier is probably the number one most significant barrier when it comes to cultures trying to coexist in a space where, you know, we're working together, we're toiling together, we're in the same industry, but
exactly.
yet
doing the same
a
job.
Lot of misunderstanding, a lot of misconceptions and things like that.
And
you know,
same problem from north to south.
You do.
Absolutely.
I mean, and that he's right. You know, he was joking, but that's true. We have enough cultural differences just among people that look alike.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Know, in
and
this country.
And I drove myself for 4 years. I drove for 48 states, and I had that issue every day. And so then I take my time out and I start talking to people, explaining them, hey, listen, you know what? This is not what you're thinking. You know,
yeah.
we are all hardworking people. Yes, absolutely true that I'm not, you know, some of us are not able to explain themselves.
Right.
So that might be the reason that you're not, you know, understanding what we're talking about.
This has helped a ton.
It did.
It has helped a ton. Mm-hmm.
It does.
Phones with the translators on it can at least get you out of a bare problem, you know, and understand what.
I know. It did help, but it did create a lot of problems, too.
Oh, yeah, it does. Yeah.
Right, because
a lot of misinformation travels very quickly now.
Yes.
Languages don't translate word for word because we have different ways of interpreting things. We have different ways of articulating ideas and putting them into the right words.
Absolutely.
And knowing exactly how to say what it is we're trying to convey, and a message that might be positive from one person, by the time it goes through all the filters and gets to the person they're talking to, it ends up being something completely different.
You mean we might be able to three skinny truckers eventually?
Maybe. That'd be the easiest way to do it.
That's a hope.
Well, they always tell you to crap in one hand and wish in the other. And
see which
one fills up first.
But, I mean, you know, I'm not gonna candy coat it. There's a huge number of people in this industry that conflate people in the Sikh community with the terrorism that this mm-hmm. country, because they see the headdress, and they've seen the headdress in the CNN videos over in Paris.
They're just not educated.
And they see it, and they think it's the same thing, and it absolutely is not. You know,
yeah, and absolutely, you know, I mean, the day the 9/11 happened, we purchased our first store, and we were at the store, and this thing came up, and people, they came up to us, and I mean, majority of the people were very supportive. And they say that we know who you are, but there are certain people came
only,
up and they
only
they just,
takes one.
Yeah, they just came in and they say, hey, you know, these are the same people who took down the towers.
Yeah.
And I went up to them and I say, hey, listen, you know what? You know, you look like you're educated people, but you need to understand. You need to learn before you say anything like this. So, you know, when we told them, I say, yeah, and they say, oh, yeah, we are graduate, college graduates, this and that. I say, well, listen, you are, but, you know, think outside of the box. go out and see, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, where this country is or that country is, geographically, we are way far away, you know.
Yeah.
And, hey, you know, some people, they dress same. That doesn't mean that they're the same people. And, you know, who I am to judge?
I mean, it's not our call.
It's not my problem. It's not my thing to judge anybody like that.
I've bending over, put my own socks on.
Yep. and this is the Sikhism is the religion. It's the youngest religion of the world.
Is it?
It's the latest. You know, it's only 550 years old, so it's the youngest religion.
Around the corner.
You know, and this religion is the religion that we're our main our the Golden Temple. Is built like this, that they got four doors in four directions. So anybody from any religion, from any direction, can come in and be welcomed. That's what our, you know, the mission is. And that's what our thing is, that there's only one God, there's only one, everybody's one.
Bottom line.
Okay, we're all human beings.
Yep.
Okay, so there's nothing more than that. I mean, yeah, of course, you know, there are different ways to go to that God. I mean, you know, somebody is Muslim, somebody is Christian, somebody is different. It's a different ways to go to that one person, you know, at that one God.
Still the same job.
It's still the same thing. I mean, we all the same human being. All our bloods are red and everything is the same.
I tend to believe in that exact same thing.
Yep.
Well, where are you located at? I think we on here.
So we are North American, actually. We are throughout North America. Our membership is throughout North America, in Canada as well. As far as the Punjabi trucking goes, Punjabi trucking community goes, in eastern Canada, in Toronto area and all that side, eastern Canada, we are about 60% of the total industry. In western Canada, we are about 80% of the total industry. And in western U.S., west coast, we are about 35% of the total industry. And it's growing.
Is a lot of the lanes and routes, is it mostly automotive for you guys?
Say it again?
The lanes and routes that that you guys run through, is it mostly like an automotive freight that they end up moving and stuff?
No, we're in everything. I mean, most of our stuff is reefer.
Reefer,
We do dry a lot now. We have auto parts, you know, in this area. Yeah. We have a lot of companies that they do auto parts across Mexico.
Okay.
And so, yeah, every aspect, every part.
Every aspect. Well, that's good. That's good to be versatile, to be in all the genres of the freight that's out there. So
you've got to be all over the place these days, because you never know what part of the industry is going to be doing better than
going to fizz out and then be strong in another.
You know,
area.
Absolutely. You know, when I started in 1996, my first company was Hotshot Company. So we do air freight. So we used to do. Right at the San Francisco airport, we were just in 50-mile radius.
Right.
And that's how I got started, and then we got into a long haul. I started my first company, long haul company, in 2002, which is still working. My cousin takes care of it now. So we started with four trucks, scaled down to one, and now we got 160. So doing good.
That's a heck of a jump one way or the other.
Well done.
Start with four, go to one, go the other way. Yeah. That's pretty cool. Well, hey, I'd like to thank you for stopping by today. It was very informative. I hope this finds you a wonderful day with what we still have left here today. And it was great talking to you.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me. And I really like talking to you guys. And absolutely, we do have, you know, podcast. You guys have it. We have it.
Yep.
So once in a while, we'll definitely make sure that, you know, we'll reach out and we'll see that, you know, how this part of the industry is doing, and let's make it together and make it better.
Love that.
Sounds great. Sounds great. Well, thank you for stopping by today.
Thank you, guys.
This man needs to oil his wheel. He's squeaking going down the road.
Thank you.
There's his information for that one.
So
thank you very much.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.